chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them our hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call, Alice. When she was just small.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Read by Gary.
Well, it's got no business there at any rate. Go and take it away.
There was a long silence after this, and Alice could only hear whispers now and then, such as,
"Sure, I don't like it, Your Honor, at all, at all. Do as I tell you, you coward."
And at last she spread out her hand again and made another snatch in the air. This time there were two little shrieks and more sounds of broken glass.
"What a number of cucumber frames there must be," thought Alice. "I wonder what they'll do next. As for pulling me out of the window, I only wish they could. I'm sure I don't want to stay in here any longer."
She waited for some time without hearing anything more. At last came a rumbling of little cartwheels and the sound of a good many voices all talking together. She made out the words.
"Where's the other ladder? Why, I hadn't to bring but one. Bill's got the other. Bill, fetch it here, lad. Here, here, put him up at this corner. No, no, tie him together first. They don't reach half high enough yet. Oh, they'll do well enough. Don't be particular. Here, Bill, catch hold of this rope. Oh, the roof bear, mind that loose slate. Oh, it's coming down, heads below!" A loud crash. Now, who did that?
It was Bill, I fancy. Who's to go down the chimney? Nay, I shan't. You do it. That I won't, then. Bill's got to go down. Here, Bill. The master says you're to go down the chimney.
Oh, so Bill's got to come down the chimney, has he?
Said Alice to herself.
Shy, they seem to put everything upon a Bill. I wouldn't be in Bill's place for a good deal. This fireplace is narrow, to be sure. I think I can kick a little.
She drew her foot as far down the chimney as she could and waited till she heard a little animal, she couldn't guess of what sort it was, scratching and scrambling about in the chimney close above her. Then, saying to herself, "This is Bill," she gave one sharp kick and waited to see what would happen next. The first thing she heard was a general chorus of, "There goes Bill!" Then the rabbit's voice along,
"Catch him! Catch him! You know, by the hedge!"
Then silence, and then another confusion of voices.
"Hold up his head! Brandy now, don't choke him! How was it, old fellow? What happened to you? Tell us all about it!"
Last came a little feeble squeaking voice. That's Bill, thought Alice. "Well, I hardly know. No more, thank ye. I'm better now, but I'm a deal too flustered to tell you. And I know is something comes to me like a jack-in-the-box, and up I goes like a skyrocket."
"So you did, old fellow," said the others.
"We must burn the house down," said the rabbit's voice.
And Alice called out as loud as she could,
"If you do, I'll set Dinah on you."
There was a dead silence instantly. And Alice thought to herself, "I wonder what they will do next. If they had any sense, they'd take the roof off." After a minute or two, they began moving about again, and Alice heard the rabbit say,
"A barrelful will do to begin with."
A barrelful of what? Thought Alice. But she had not long to doubt, for the next moment a shower of little pebbles came rattling in at the window, and some of them hit her in the face. "I'll put a stop to this," she said to herself, and shouted out,
"You'd better not do that again,"
which produced another dead silence. Alice noticed with some surprise that the pebbles were all turning into little cakes as they lay on the floor, and a bright idea came into her head. "If I eat one of those cakes," she thought, "it's sure to make some change in my size. And as it can't possibly make me larger, it must make me smaller, I suppose."